The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, a vegan mum has taken a pretty interesting approach with her son.
Yeah, so she is refusing to toilet train him, but she does. She has a philosophy. She's like, you know, when he's ready, he will let me know. Yeah, exactly. He will let me know. He'll tell me that he wants to use the toilet, and that is when we'll start doing
15.
It. Yeah, and that's the thing. It could be that long. Imagine wearing nappies when you're 15.
And so what is she going to do until then?
Until then, she is just allowing him to wear nappies and, like you said, go all natural.
That's good. Here you go, son. Off to school you go, you know, off to grade 7. And he's still wearing a nappy.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Do you think sometimes that vegans get an unfair treatment by the media? Because it's like if a mum that was a meat eating mum had said, you know, she's going to do child led toilet training, which is something that people do, there wouldn't be a story. But you put vegan in front of it, and everyone's like, oh, those bloody hippies.
I think vegan is a new way of saying hippie.
Yeah.
I think it's replaced it. So I think they probably do, but it's definitely that catch. It's like, oh, here we go again. Well, those vegans.
Perhaps it's meat eaters are more aggressive than vegans. That's just sort of, you know, they've got the meat in them.
Well, there's hormones. Yeah.
Exactly. So when you're eating is tofu,
you're just mellow, chilled.
Do your business wherever you want.
I'm going to try that, actually.
Chill me out. The toilet training for your kids, like, was it, do you remember back into those days, Jeff? Was it?
Jeepers. 30 odd years ago. I think it was always a bit. The grandkids are going through it now, so, you know, I sort of see it a bit there. But, they seem to be coping okay.
It's a tough thing. Parents get shamed over it because they, especially these days where so many kids go to daycare, and the little tackers who are going into daycare, they might not be fully toilet trained, and parents are like really made to feel super, super guilty that, oh, you know, like, what's going on here? Little Timmy isn't, you know, where all these other 2-year-olds are.
Yeah, but if your kid's 8 and still wearing you deserve to be guilty, don't you?
It's true. But there's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
There is a lot of pressure. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure. I was lucky with my daughter. She just, like, literally mastered it on the first day that she tried.
Like girls do.
Yeah.
We grew up in the day where it was disposable nappies. Mm. Not disposable nappies.
Non-disposable.
There was cloth nappies. Yeah.
Yep. Reusable.
You used to have trucks, you know, you'd pay and trucks would deliver a whole pile of nappies.
Really?
No, we washed them. But you could do that. You could get service with cloth nappies, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But it was all...
And then what did you do with the old ones? This wrong
what,
way.
What, the old...
When you had a truck bringing the new ones.
We washed ours. You just sort of, you know, scraping them down with your fingernails.
Right.
And
oh, wow.
I know it is. But, well, but there's, you know, it's so much easier now. And it was not even a case of...
Put me off my vegan fish and chips.
You've now got the little short things, haven't you? Like the shorts that you just pull on. You don't even have to... They don't even have tabs on them.
No, it's easy.